So what is your past life? No one knows. And this life would be past life or future life for sure. But when time comes to be next or the other person, no memory about this life, like no memory about last life. So everything is so very short, not permanent at all, beyond one can expectation how rapidly it arises and falls away. But Panya can begin to see the arising and falling away and never come back. That is the meaning of suffering. It is that which is not for attachment, because it just appears and disappears and never come back. Like this morning, what was experienced is not now. And in the evening, what will be experienced is not now. See? So each moment is passed with just the idea of ignorance of self, I, all the time. But in reality, what can be I from head to toe, from moment to moment? For example, we talk about body. We think it is something, but actually space in between each group of rupa, which is so very tiny, is like heap of dust arising and falling away, each one. That's why there's no feeling about whether it's so heavy at all, because each little tiny kalapa arises and falls away. And that which is not experienced has arisen and fallen away completely. You cannot find it at all. Only when it appears through touching any part of the body, hard or cold. Patvi or Techo or Vayu, but Apo cannot be touched, because Apo adheres the three primary rupas together. That's why they are indivisible rupas at all. And is that self? Is that my body? But how can there not be the idea of my body anymore? Only when Panya develops from moment of intellectual understanding, so very firmly established, and that is satyayana. Jnana is right understanding, panya, and satya is of the truth. Once one has heard about it and understand it, and hearing more and more, it can condition more and more firmly established of the right understanding of what is heard, whether it's true or not. Buddha didn't just say for anything to follow or believe, but to consider until it's one's own right understanding of reality, from life to life, until reality appears as it is to the developed panya. Then the idea of self will be gradually eliminated, until sotapattimakkacitta arises, then it can eradicate the idea of self from all realities. For example, right now, one knows that hardness appears. It has its own characteristic as a tattu, an element which is hard. No one can change its being hard to be other thing else. But only when it's touched and it's gone, no more. Everything is like this. So any moment of experiencing, there must be an object. But without understanding, ignorance and attachment cling and take it for something all the time. That's why Buddha pointed out about different classes of akusala dhamma, like some kinds are asava, some kinds are anusya, and some kinds are nivarana, and some kinds are sanyojana, and some kinds are upadana. See, everything arises and falls away in daily life unknowingly until one hears the teachings, one begins to understand what is life, what is this moment, because this moment is not the previous moment and it's not next moment. But what is there in a moment is a reality that can be known by hearing, considering until it's one's own understanding. So one begins to understand what is Buddha, who was he, the enlightenment, what does it mean? The understanding which can understand whatever appears as it is. For example, seeing is not visible object. And visible object is no one, nothing in it. Open your eyes and close your eyes. There is no idea about what is seen at all. But when it arises and falls away many, many times, what is left is the mark of seeing and the mark of the object which is seen as something by sanya, memory. And sanya cannot do any other function at all. Whenever sanya arises, it is that which remembers or marks the object to be known. So without the realities, there is no nimitta. Without nimitta, there is no panyati. No matter on the cushion or here or anywhere, one cannot think about reality by one's own thought or idea because one hasn't have enough understanding that has been accumulated to that degree yet. That's why we have to listen. Savaka is the person who listens to the right words, which is the right noble truth. And it will lead to more and more kusala. Because the understanding sees or understand what is right and what is wrong. For example, the chorus of the teachings, which many people understand that, do not do evil, right? And do good deeds and purify citta. No one there at all. Without understanding one thinks that Buddha taught us to do or not to do. But actually, the difference between the sila or the teachings of the Buddhas or the other is the Buddha taught the listeners to have one's own understanding. The greatest, what you call, gift or error.
Blessings.
Because there must be much difference between ignorance and right understanding. Ignorance is a reality which cannot understand anything, but it's not attachment and it's not aversion. Without it, there is no akusla any kind. So what is the best of all sankhara khanda, the conditioned and realities? What is the best?
Panya.
Panya, right understanding. Because when one is in trouble, but when there is right understanding, it's just a reality. It's conditioned and it does not last, just arise and falls away, and there is no one. That's why panya can arise, no matter one is bitten by a tiger in the forest or snake or anything, or when someone speaks unpleasant words, Panya is there. And there can be friendliness toward that person too. Because seeing that he does not have any understanding, so those words come from akusala, citta, and cetasikas. One will have more compassion for those who do not have any understanding. And Buddha was so very compassion, great compassion. He did everything just to help the one who does not understand to begin to understand as much as the conditions will be. So just one word, if we understand better and better, we can see that that is the absolute meaning or reality. Like sound is not visible object. It cannot appear without hearing, hears it or experiences it. The deaf cannot hear and the blind cannot see. Even there is visible object and sound, but without right conditions, no experiencing of it, no one there, only the moment of experiences, and follows by different cittas, like thinking. That's why when we read the Abhidhamma or Dhamma, the same, we understand that each Dhamma is Paramattha Dhamma, absolute truth. And it is Abhidhamma because it's so very subtle and deep that no one can understand it instantly, but begins to have the right idea or right understanding of each reality. Like hardness cannot experience anything. And it's the one of the four primary rupas, and they are indivisible. And whenever they arise, there are visible object, order, and nutrition, taste. So there are eight indivisible rupas together in a very tiny group of rupa. Kalapa. No one there. They are now arising and falling away. Unknowingly all the time. It's known only when there is an experiencing of it. And what is breath in reality? Kayanupasana satipatthana, or what? It's not just the word, but the understanding of why there can be moment of understanding it as not self, not the whole body, but only the reality of what you take for body. And is there any difference between breath and breathing? That's why the more one studies, the more one knows that this is the Buddha's teaching. Because each word concerns realities right now to be known, no matter when. Otherwise, the teachings is only introduction to understand reality right now. But if you just read and read and read,
but no awareness, no understanding of any reality right now. Next life, can you remember? What language you spoke last life? Maybe Pali, Makati, but now, when one was born, like Thai, no understanding of Pali language at all. So just read the introduction without realizes the moment of understanding reality as it is written. Just the only memory of something. Like when one says, Anantarupanisya pachaya, Pakatupanisya pachaya, or Aramanupanisya pachaya. One remembers the word, next life. Can one know what it means? But when there's the development of understanding reality, as soon as you hear the word, you understand that. Like Pahiya, only short verses, he could become Arahata. Because of detachment from clinging to the object as self or thing. At moment of touching part of the body, I know that it's hard. The characteristic of hardness is tattoo. No one can change it. It appears at moment of touching, and when there's no touching, it does not appear at all. Is there any detachment from taking it from my body? Not yet. It just begins to be the satyayana. Just begin to develop, to have firm understanding that it has to be this moment which Panya can understand it as it is because it is now appearing. Sound, no sound, and then there is sound, and then there is no sound. It's so true from the moment one firstly heard it, but it would become more and more understanding of whatever appears from nothing and then something and then nothing. When one is fast asleep, it's a moment of not seeing, hearing, thinking at all. But as soon as one wakes up, so what's the difference between sleeping and waking up? Reality appears because the citta experiences that at moment of sleep, it's not seeing, it's not hearing. But this moment of seeing and hearing, it performs its function. It sees, it hears. So each citta has its function to perform or to do. It doesn't arise without any function at all. I don't know whether I used the right word, function. The first citta performs the function of succeeding the last moment of last life, cuti-citta, the beginning of life, of new life. One knows that one will die for sure, because it's the end of karma, the karma which conditioned this life to be this person. It's ended. Karma produced the first citta, vipaka, to be a human being, a cat, a dog, or deva, with such and such accumulation. The object which is seen, which is so dear to you, cannot follow you to the other life. But the attachment, aversion, ignorance, and right understanding are accumulated. That's why people are different from birth. And each life is different by conditions from accumulation. Can we exchange accumulation?
Impossible.
By conditions. I think that the Buddhists, or what one calls once is a Buddhist, has heard about anatta or anattaness, right? No self, non-self, no one. But the idea of going somewhere for something is the self. The purpose is not to have the wrong understanding of self, but the deeds is doing with self to have more clinging to self. So that's not the way to understand that all realities are not self, no self, non-self at all. Is this very subtle or easy? Difficult to understand, to experience, to develop? Or one can have understanding and become sotapanna in this life? If there's no understanding of whatever appears, can there be detachment from it as something? And that's the meaning of atta. This is a thing, is atta. But the visible object arises and falls away, because the four primary rupas here arise and fall away. So why don't the visible object arise and fall away too? So one likes visible objects so much because it is seen. One is attached to sound so much because it's heard. Whatever appears is the object of ignorance and attachment when there is no panya. Is one attached to Nibbana? When there is no understanding of Nibbana, one is attached to the
fantasy.
Yeah, or just the word Nibbana. If Panya does not understand attachment, can there be the eradication of attachment? So Panya can understand attachment as a reality, not self. Because only anagami can have no attachment to sensuous object. But Sotapanna, even it's not permanent, but by conditions, there can be conditions for attachment to arise. But no wrong understanding anymore about it. Sumana. So what is Nibbana?
The unconditioned Dhamma.
Nibbana is not Chetan, not Chetasika, not Rupa, but it's a reality which can be object of Lokuttara Panya. So there must be the Lokiya Panya before Lokuttara Panya. And Lokiya Panya is Panya which understands Lokiya, everything which arises and falls away now, and become detached from taking it for something permanent. What's the use of just experience that which is not permanent all the time? Just arise to experience, to see, to hear that which passed away and never come back. But now Panya is not that degree. But when it develops, it will understand realities directly whenever it appears, instantly. That's why another meaning for anusati is follow or reach reality instantly when it still appears as nimitta. And at this moment, it can be putta, buddha, nusati. Reflection or recollection, the virtues of Buddha, great wisdom, great compassion, great virtue. So kind to teach for 45 years. Shortly after his enlightenment and to almost the end of his life. So not just study in order to understand the teachings, but to follow what he taught too. Do not do evil, do good deeds, purify citta with right understanding. Is citta now clean, pure?
Pure.
Or dirty?
Stinky.
Is that citta or rupa? Rupa is washed every day or many, many times. But what about citta? What can wash it from dirtiness and understanding? A And the another question to think about is citta dark or light?
You asking, is the citta itself dark or light, or does it arise in darkness or light?
It's dark. Each citta is dark.
No visible object in it.
Yes.
But it can experience. So now, visible object is not dark, but the citta which experiences is dark. But it can experience anything which is dark or not dark. So is citta now directly experienced with panya and sati? That which experiences anything is dark. So dark. Even in dark room, seeing can see that it's dark. Right? And pavangacitta does not experience anything through the six doorways. But citta then, in darkness, arises and falls away all the time. Experiences the unknown object because it's the object of patisandhicitta, which is unknown because it does not experience the object through the six doors. So it's unknown, but it is the object of citta, which is the same object of citta before death, of last life.
It's time to finish.
Thank you very much.